ॐज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं लोपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्यचतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः अनार्पितचरिं चिरात् करुणयाभतीर्नकलो समार्पयितमन्वतवज्ज्वलरसां स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिः पुरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितो सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु वसचिनन्दन राधाकृष्णप्रणयविकृति लादिनी शक्ति अस्मात् एकात्मनावपि भुवि पुरा देहभेदं गतौ चैतन्याख्यं प्रकटमधुना तद्वयं चैकमाप्तं राधाभावद्युतिसुवलितं नौमि कृष्णस्वरूपम् हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमास्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधवृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नर चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
हरे कृष्णा। चलिए रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल। टेक्स्ट नंबर 10 इज ऑन द बोर्ड।
कोचिन् निवर्तते भद्रात् कोचिच्चरति तत् पुनः प्रायश्चित्तम् अथो पार्थम् मन्ये कुञ्जरशौचवत् कोचिन् निवर्तते भद्रात् चरति तत् पुनः प्रायश्चित्तम् अथो पार्थम् मन्ये कुञ्जरशौचवत् कोचिन् निवर्तते भद्रात् कोचित् चरति तत् पुनः प्रायश्चित्तम् अथो पार्थम् मन्ये कुञ्जरशौचवत्।
प्लीज रिपीट।
कोचिन् निवर्तते भद्रात् कोचिच्चरति तत् पुनः प्रायश्चित्तम् अथो पार्थम् मन्ये कुञ्जरशौचवत् कोचिन् निवर्तते भद्रात् कोचिच्चरति तत् पुनः प्रायश्चित्तम् अथो पार्थम् मन्ये कुञ्जरशौचवत्।
Mataji's, okay, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki,
Kochit,
sometimes,
Nivartate,
sieges,
Abhadrat,
from sinful activity,
क्वचित्
समटाइम्स
चरति
कमिट्स
तत्
दैट
सिनफुल
एक्टिविटी
पुनः
अगेन
प्रायश्चित्तम
द
प्रोसेस ऑफ
अटोनमेंट
अथो
therefore
apartham
useless
manye
I consider
kunjara sauchabat
exactly like the bedding of an elephant.
Translation:
sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. I, therefore, consider this process of repeated sinning and atoning to be useless. It is like the bathing of an elephant, for an elephant cleanses itself by taking a full bath, but then throws dust over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land. Purport. When Parikshit Maharaj inquired how a human being could free himself from sinful activities so as not to be forced to go to hellish planetary system after death, Sukadev Goswami answered that the process of contracting sinful life is atonement. In this way, Sukadev Goswami tested the intelligence of Maharaj Parikshit, who passed the examination by refusing to accept this process as genuine. Now, Parikshit Maharaj is expecting another answer from his spiritual master, Sukadev Goswami. So, we have just started reading from the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Many of you know Srimad Bhagavatam deals with the 10 different subject matters. Atra sarga visargascha sthana poshana mutaya manvantari sanukatha nirodha mukti rasraya. So, atra sarga visargascha sthanam. So these are the things which are explained in first 5 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. Primary creation, secondary creation, and sthanam, different planetary systems. And then in canto 6th, it explains about the poshanam aspect. Poshanam is the protection of the Lord, protection given to the devotees by the Lord. So in this particular canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read the full canto, we will see how Lord has very beautifully protected his devotees. Like here we can see, now we are discussing about Ajamil, and then in subsequent chapters we will see Lord protects Indra. So in that way, the poshanam aspect is very nicely described in this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in 5th canto, while describing the planetary systems, Srila Sukadev Goswami has explained that people who commit sinful acts are forced to enter the hellish planetary system and suffer very terribly. When Maharaj Parikshit, he heard this, being a natural devotee of the Lord, he was thinking about how to save these people who, having committed sinful acts, are waiting to suffer very terribly in the hellish planetary system. So, in the beginning of this chapter, starting with text number 1 up till text number 6, Parikshit Maharaj, he is asking the question to Sukadev Goswami. He is explaining it in many different ways. The aim is to, how can these people be saved from the reactions of sin? And then, immediately after hearing the question from Parikshit, Srila Sukadev Goswami, he is not giving the ultimate response to the question. Because Srila Prabhupada, he explains in the purport, he says that Sukadeva Goswami tested the intelligence of Maharaj Parikshit. Actually, Sukadeva Goswami wanted to know whether Parikshit is actually interested to know the ultimate solution for this problem, or he is just simply inquiring for the sake of asking questions. So, Prabhupada is saying that he wanted to test the intelligence of Maharaj Parikshit. That means, how can you test the intelligence of somebody? If by not giving the ultimate response, the listener asks the question for the ultimate response, then you can understand, oh, he is very careful in listening. Not only that, he has got some knowledge of Shastra. So that's why he will ask you the question again. So here, then Srila Prabhupada said, and Sukadeva, Maharaj Parikshit also passed the examination by referring to accept this process as genuine, refuting this process as genuine. That means when Sukadeva Goswami, he said, people, they commit sinful activities, so Shastra, there are many different, Srila Prabhupada says, around 80 different Shastras are there, including Manusangita and different Dharma Shastras, which explains about the process of atonement. So somebody having committed sin, he can go through the process of atonement, and that's how he will neutralize, he will become free from the reactions of sin. But Parikshit Maharaj is not satisfied with this, because he knows Shastra. Actually, he was not only a king, he was very expert in scripture. That's how he again asks the question, because he had a doubt in his mind. Oh, these people who commit sin, having atoned, they don't stop sinning. And then he says, karoti bhuya vivasaha. Vivasaha. Vivasaha means he is forced to act again. He is forced to act again. So now you can ask a question, well, Shastra recommends this process of atonement, then what is the use of these atonements? And here Parikshit Maharaj is saying he is again forced to commit sin. So, how to understand this? Yes, so the process of atonement is non-different from performing, or non-different from trying to counteract the sinful reactions that has occurred by the commitment of one fruitive activity with another fruitive activity. That means, when somebody is trying to counteract the sin of his past activities, he has a desire, if I do this, then I can be freed from my sin, from the sinful reaction. There are different injunctions are given in Shastra. Actually, people follow those processes. According to Sridhar Swami, he says, Punyaranni, these pious activities are like Aranya, means forest. Why he is describing these pious activities as forest? He says, Punyaranna means, Punya means Tirtha Jatra, Dana, Vratadinam, Rakshasthaniyanam, Aranya, Vanavat Samme. He is saying that these pious activities which are performed by visiting to holy places, or giving in charity, or chanting some mantras, and those are like huge trees, and that's how they are regarded as forests. So what happens here? people normally having committed sin, they are trying to neutralize the effect of their sin, that's how they visit the holy places. Oh, if you go to the holy places, then you will become freed from the sin. If you go, if you give charity, then you can become free from the sin. Mantra dinam japa. Mantra japa means there are some recommendations given in Karma Kanda section of the Vedas to become freed from the reactions of the sin by taking Aghamarsana Snana. Aghamarsana Snana. Those Karma Kandis, they know this. Normally people, they go to Ganga or some other pious place in the river, holy river, and they take a bath by chanting some mantra called Aghamarsana Mantra, and then they can become released from the effect of the sin. So, because he has this desire, so desire to become free, that's how this is also a fruitive activity. But this kind of fruitive activity has the potency to neutralize the sin, but it cannot uproot the desires which are in the heart of the living being. So that's why Srila Parikshit Maharaj is asking Bhuya Vivasa, Karoti Bhuya Vivasa. Even though he has performed this atonement, still he is forced to commit sin again. Prayaschitta matho katham. So what is the use of such kind of prayaschitta, atonement? I don't agree with you, my dear sir. Okay, Shastra recommends this, but I cannot agree with you. So, he is saying, quocit to substantiate his argument, these are the two verses, text number 9 and 10, he is substantiating his argument to refuse the argument given by Sukadeva Goswami earlier. Sri Srinitai Guru Sundar ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balarama ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha ki. Okay, so then he says, quocit nivartate bhadrat, quocit charati tat punah. So sometimes one who is very alert so as not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. Quocit charati tat punah, again. Prayaschitta matho partham, apartham. That's why I consider such kind of atonement is useless. And he is giving an example. Manne kunjara saujavat. I consider this as the wearing of an elephant. So, those who have seen the elephant, you can see, in Mayapur we have elephant. There are two elephants. you can actually see them, how they dirty themselves after taking birth. This caretaker of the elephant, he will bring them to the pool. We have a big pool in Mayapur. And he will kind of rub their body very nicely. He will clean them very nicely. And then, once they come out of the water, they will throw dirt on their own head. They will dirty themselves again. So what is the use of such kind of bath? So that's why Parikshit Maharaj, he is saying the process of atonement is like that of an elephant bath. Means this process of atonement cannot give one full protection from going to the hell. So he is requesting a different answer from Sukadeva Goswami. That's why Srila Prabhupada is saying he has passed the examination. Actually, Sukadeva Goswami, he is very learned. He knows Shastra quite well. He could immediately respond by glorifying the effect of pure devotional service. Mamhi partha vipasritya jyopi supapa dunaya kriya vaishya tatha sutta te pijanti paralatin. Even the most sinful people can be freed from the sinful reactions by taking shelter of the pure devotional service. He did not tell this in the first place because he was testing the intelligence. Now, Parikshit Maharaj, he is very, very curious to know. That's why he is going to explain in the next set of verses the answer he will give. But here, in this connection, we should understand few subject matters quite well, that how this sin affects somebody. So, even though the process of atonement cannot fully uproot the sin from the heart of the sinner, but the process of devotional service can totally free him even from the desire of committing sin. So you can say, so what is the proof? What is the reference in the Shastra? Yes, there are many references given in Shastra. Normally, the sins which are coming from our past activities, we are impelled to commit sin by following the impressions of our past misdeeds. So these things are very elaborately explained in Madhurya Kadambani and Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Devotion explains that these klesha, these distresses are caused, Madhurya Kadambani explains, distresses are caused by five things. What are those? Avidya, nescience, asmita, false ego, raga, attachment to material things, and dvesa, envy, avinivesh, excessive engrossment for the matter. So these are the five things causes one to go through the distressful situation. And to further elaborate this, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he gives the reference from Padma Purana in Natural Devotion. He says that what is that verse? Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukham. Hare Krishna. So aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukham. So these papas, these sins are categorized in four different ways. They can be understood in four different aspects. Aprarabdha, prarabdha, kuta and bija. If you see it in a very sequential order, then you can say prarabdha, bija, kuta and aprarabdha. So this sin become manifest in four different stages. And kramena iva palita vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. It can gradually become destroyed by the process of Vishnu Bhakti. Vishnu Bhakti rata atmanam. Rata means he is continuously performing the Vishnu Bhakti. Then kramena iva, gradually. It's a very important point. And so Jiva Goswami, while explaining this text, he says, from recent to previous, when somebody performs Vishnu Bhakti, how does this sin which are stored in him in form of aprarabdha, kuta or bija is destroyed? Normally question can be asked, how long does it take? Is there any threat For one having accepted devotional service till there is a possibility of committing sin, or how long it may continue. So it's very nicely explained. This verse, the Saprarabdha Phalam Papam Kutam Dejam Phalam Nukam, or Jannama Deva Sravanam Kirtanad, Jatto Huranad, Jad Smanad Bhikvachit, Swada Visadhya Savanaya Kalpati, Kutahakunate Bhagavan Darsanam. This is also third canto of Bhagavatam explains. So these two verses explains how devotional service has the ability to destroy the sin which has already become manifest. That is called prarabdha karma. These are the reference for prarabdha haratvam. It can destroy the sin which has already become manifest. Like this body is nothing but our prarabdha karma. The result of our prarabdha karma. So with this body, what we are performing now, that is already fructified. So that can be destroyed. So when he says kramena iva paliyeta, this which has already become fructified, that will be destroyed. Then it will go to the next. What is next? That is vija. Nija haratvam. Even the devotional service can destroy the vija. Vija means impressions, or you can say desires. Seed, vija means seed. English term is called seed. These sins are stored in form of desire or impressions. When somebody performs atonement, these desires are not fully eradicated. But by the performance of Vishnu Bhakti, these desires can be fully destroyed. It will fully destroy. It will be fully destroyed. And then after this vija is destroyed, then the next thing is kuta. Kuta is the stage before seed form. Then prior to that is aprarabdha. So aprarabdha becomes manifest in form of kuta or bija. Then in due course of time, it renders result. So according to Bhagavatam and Padma Puranam, even these vijas can also be destroyed. And evidence is given from Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in the next chapter, you will see Sukadeva Goswami, he is going to explain how this devotional service has the potency to destroy the vijas, the desires. He says, taistan naghani puyanti tapodana vratadhi nadharmajam tadhridayam tadapi sanghisevaya. Taitan naghani puyanti tapodana vratadhi. By the performance of tapa, austerity, dana, charity, vrata, different vows, or similar kind of activities, one can neutralize the effects of sin. You can neutralize, but the desire which is lying in the heart is not destroyed. That's why he is saying, tat api isanghri sevaya. But that desire, that seed can be destroyed by isanghri seva. Isa means Lord, angri means his lotus feet, by serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Very important thing, you see, for example, we devotees, we perform Ekadasi Vrat, right? And outsiders, some Karmi people, they also perform, celebrate Ekadasi Vrat. But the difference is, these Karmi people who have seen the effect of observing one Ekadasi Vrat, oh, it has the capacity to destroy so much of sin. Oh, I have committed sin, that's why I should follow this Ekadasi and I can become free. Okay, you can accept that. as a process of atonement. But devotees are not interested in that. Krishna sukhaika tatpariya mai seva abhirasi. Means the devotees of the Lord, they understand. What is Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatane Paranakari? A devotee is also very carefully observing Ekadashi Vrat. Externally speaking, it will look like an outsider who is also very carefully performing Ekadashi Vrat. But you can see the result is very different. 180 degree. He is going in a different direction. Madhavati Ti Bhakti Janani. He is performing this Vrat just to evoke his unalloyed devotion to the Lord. Because he understands this tithi, this Vrat can produce bhakti, bhakti janani. It can give birth to bhakti. So that's why, what is bhakti? Bhakti means, and bhakti is only used for Krishna. Bhakti is not used for anybody else. We should understand this from Srimad Bhagavatam. When we discuss bhakti, from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is meant only for Krishna, nobody else. So, and then bhaj sevayam, service. Service means unalloyed devotional service without any expectation. Demigods, they also perform some devotional service. They are called sakama bhakta. But our acharyas, they recommend us not to perform sakama bhakti. Bhakti should be for the pleasure of the Lord. Oh, why do we want to go to the Golok Vrindavan? Oh, you know, Prabhuji, I am suffering here so much. That's why I am performing devotional service to go to this Golok Vrindavan so that I can become free from the suffering condition of this life. Hey, you are still desiring to become free from your sufferings. No, this is not good. Still you have some desire. It's mixed now. So you have to give up this mixed performance of devotional service. Pure devotional service. Maravirata vijoyicha tahara nitya dasa pratitaya adhikara. Whether you kill me, Mahaprabhu says, yathata tabab dadhat lampada mat prananathastu sevanapara. You are always my worshipable Lord in whatever condition. So that is the mood. So when one performs these activities, then he is fully protected. He is fully under the shelter of the Supreme. Very nice thing, like as we said, our Siddhaswami, he says, Punyaranye Nishinghaika Nama Singha Virajate. See, this is the kind of, you know, explanation available to the devotees. That's why they are not acting like those karmakandis. Karmakandi is always trying to find some solution in Shastra how he can neutralize the sin. But he does not understand the effect of pure devotional service. That's why he just, you know, looking for some temporary solution. So here, Siddhaswami, he says, Punyaranne Nrsimhaika Nama Singha Virajate Dannadata Palayante Mahakalmasa Kunjara. This Kunjara, Hasti, the elephant, is very strong. The strongest of all the animals in the jungle. So these sin are compared to that kind of animal which is very strong, that is elephant. And here he is saying, Punya Aranya, in this Punya Aranya, people perform different pious activities which are like jungle. In this jungle, Nishinghaika Nama Singha Virajate. Nishinghaika, means Mukhyam. The prime name of the Lord is residing in that forest. Who is that? Singha. Why he is saying this name of the Lord as Singha? Yes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is described as Gauranga Singhe. Navadvipe Gauranga Singher Avatar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the holy land of Navadvip Dham, Gauranga Singha has appeared. Every morning, even while glorifying Krishna, also we sing Nrsingha Vamana Srimadhusudana Brajendranandan. Brajendranandan, we are glorifying Brajendranandan, he is Nrsingha. So, Nrsinghaika Nama Singha Virajate Jannadata Palayante. Upon hearing whose roar, these elephants will disappear, seem like elephant will disappear. So very significant for us to understand this as a devotee of the Lord. We don't have to worry about anything. We just have to remain faithful to the observance of the pure devotional service of the Lord. So here, one thing came to my mind. You see, this verse, anarpita charim chirat pranayavatirna kalo samarpaita manmatavajjala samsva bhakti sriyam harihi purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratubha sachinandana. Srila Rupa Goswami, he is asking for the benediction. Let this son of Sachi appear in the innermost chamber of our heart. Va is bahuvachan. It's not single, it's plural. He is seeking this benediction for everybody. Let this Sachinandan Gaur Hari appear in the heart of all. Why? Because, and it's a very, very important thing. If you see it in this verse, he said, Hari Purata Sundara. Hari Sabdir Anek Artha Dui Mukhyatam Sarva Amangal Hare Premya Hare Man. This is the potency of this word Hari. Simha is also Hari. What does this Hari, this Singha, the lion, do? Actually, it is said, while explaining this part of this verse, that these elephants, they like to hide themselves out of being fearful of the lions in the cave. When they are hiding themselves in the cave, they are very safe. But this lion, he finds them in the cave because he likes to eat the brain of the elephant, this lion. So he goes there, he attacks them and he kills them. When Srila Rupa Goswami, he is saying, Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu Vas Sachinandana, this Sachinandan Gaur Hari Gauranga Singha should appear in near heart, because these sinful desires are residing in the heart of the living being. Nothing else can destroy. Nrsinghaika Nama, one name, Mukhya Nama, Gaur Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in form of Gaur Hari, he appears, what does he do? Premriya Hare Man, Sarva Amangal Hare. He destroys all inauspiciousness. This kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, sarripu, and avidya, asmita, raga, dvesa, avinivesa, etc. Everything will be destroyed by the appearance of Krishna Chandra, Gaur Chandra. When there is moon in the sky, you can see, it's very clear, everything can be seen nicely. So similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in the heart, you can
become immediately free, be freed from all the ill effects which are residing in your heart in form of desires, in form of the impressions from this lifetime or from previous lifetimes. That is why the recommendation is given here is, even though this Punya Aranya, this pious the scriptures which are describing about the effect of the pious activities, still there is a Mukhya Nama. If somebody is taking shelter of this name, he can be fully saved. And as we continue in the next set of verses, we will see how we will see the kind of glorification of the holy name, chanting of the holy name. Many of you know already. It will explain in the next chapter. But here, one thing we can try to understand that devotees, they are very safe in our society. Why devotees are very safe in our society? There are so many other societies. Why you say your society devotees are very safe? Because Prabhupada, he has analyzed the induction of the entities of this Kali Yuga and he has devised a very, very scientific process for us. Very scientific process. And I can prove this now, why it is so scientific. You see, we have seen some devotees from after joining ISKCON, they feel like, I should go out and I should take shelter of some other group of the devotees who are 24 hours engaged in the service of the Lord, Leela Smaranam, etc. I can do and I can become a very nice devotee, very elevated devotee. We are not criticizing that path, but try to understand, there is a verse in Ayurveda Shastra. Ayurveda Shastra says that atyam panacca saiva dosa tasman nara banhi vivardhanati muhur muhupari viveda bhuya. Atyambu panacca saiva dosa ati ambu panat cha sa eva dosa. If somebody drinks excessive water, that's also a dosa, that's also a fault. What kind of fault is that? If somebody drinks excessive amount of water, it reduces the fire of digestion. That's why he's saying, tasman nara banni vivardhanata muhur muhu bari piveda vaya. You should drink water little by little, again and again, and that will increase the fire of digestion. Even though physicians, they recommend once in the morning, early in the morning, you can drink a little more water to cleanse the internal system, that's okay, only once. But after that, in little quantity you drink again and again, then it will increase the fire of digestion and it will become stout and strong. No disease can attack you. By referring to this verse, we are trying to make you understand how scientific the process has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has understood challenges we face or we are going to face in our life. That's why he did not give us a very heavy recommendation. Drink more water, as much water as you can. Or you can chant 24 hours a day. Or you can engage yourself in all the devotional service always. Understanding our condition. He has given a very scientific word. Early in the morning, wake up. Okay, go for Mangalarti. Then, after Mangalarti, sit down and chant your Ramas. Then, attend Guru Puja, Darshanarati. After that, listen to Bhagavatam class. Then, there's a gap. right? You go out, perform devotional service. Until now, you are doing kind of, you know, of course, devotional service means whatever you are doing. I don't know how many of you are, for example, somebody is doing the accounts work in the office. How often he is thinking, he is multiplying 5 into 2 is equal to 10. At that time, how he is thinking of Krishna, I do not know. Be practical. At that time, definitely he is not thinking of Krishna. But when he is chanting, he is taking darshan of the Lord, offering, you know, Pushpanjali to Prabhupada. So directly he is doing devotional service. So, you remain in direct contact with devotional service for a few hours in the morning. Then you go and, you know, engage yourself in some physical activities. Somebody may be working in the farm also. In my opinion, we have farm. Devotees, they go to the field also. So, in this way you go, then again come back during noontime and take shower, get ready for lunch, and after lunch, then again you have some other service to do, then evening time.